Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives, and we are highly grateful to that. Let me encourage you from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 19. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. King James Version says, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. My dear brothers and sisters, in this day of the throwaway and the temporary, Christians must live according to the belief in eternity. The Apostle Paul reminded the believers at Corinth that if their hope in Christ were related only to this life, they would be the most miserable men. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, 17, 18, and 19, it reads, "And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. You are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable." The anticipation of God's tomorrow makes it possible for Christians to live joyfully today, regardless of life's circumstances. I like what Horatius Bonar wrote. He said, "He liveth long who liveth well, all other life is short and vain. He liveth longest who can tell of living most for heavenly gain." What Canaan was to God's chosen people of the Old Testament, the heavenly places are to New Testament believers. God has raised us up with Christ so that even now we can sit with Him in heavenly places, as referenced in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Living in Canaan, our spiritual heavenlies should be the Christian's daily experience, as well as a foretaste of our eternal glory. We live like the Israelites, must faithfully follow our leader and foresee and enjoy our possessions now. Amen. That's what we are called to do. So let me encourage you from yet another beautiful scripture in the book of Revelation chapter 21 and verses 1-4. Beautiful it is. And you will love the glimpse of heaven. And Apostle John writes, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. Verse 4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I love that. Yeah, I love the book of Revelation, especially the glimpse of heaven and the glimpse of millennium, that we are going to rule and reign and live with Jesus for all eternity, really enchants our hearts and enamors us in the love of Christ. Amen. So determine to set your sights and values more strongly on eternity and heavenly gain. Amen. Let's pray. Father God in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day, O God. Yes, O Lord, not only in this life you have given us hope, but you have also given us hope for all eternity. And we thank you for that, O God, that in this life we enjoy the salvation of Christ. In this life we enjoy the goodness and the grace and the mercy of God upon our lives. In this life we enjoy the bounties of heaven on earth. And we thank you for that, O God. We give you the praise and we give you the glory and the honor. Lord, and even though we go through difficulties and times of testing and trials, through it all, our eyes are fixed on heaven. Our eyes are fixed on New Jerusalem that comes down from heaven, a beautiful city of God. I pray, Lord, that we will have eternity in our perspective at all times. Today, Lord, I thank you for your people as they set out to their jobs and to their businesses and running the errands for the day. Bless them. Lord God Almighty, I pray you will keep them from the evil one. I also lift up the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. I take authority over every demon of infirmity, and I cast that spirit of infirmity out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, I release your healing virtue to flow into their bodies from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, that Lord, everyone is healed, made whole by the power of God's Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you all the glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great day ahead of you and a fantastic weekend before you. And let me tell you, my dear brothers and sisters, don't miss the church. Be in the house of God to serve Jesus and to have fellowship with the saints. Bye for now.